Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We will call our meeting to order. This is the meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Tuesday, June the 4th of 2019, and it is 2 p.m. I will remind everyone that there is a lot of background noise feeding into the line. We ask that you be mindful of that. Keep your phones muted if not necessary for you to speak. Ms. Crow, we know that your VRU unit sometimes has some computer noise. If it does not impede, keep your phone muted. We know it's difficult to mute and unmute for you. And if we do have a bleed over, we'll let you know. We will begin by calling roll to confirm that we have a quorum. Please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio.
Here. Yeah.
Jim Woolihan.
Here.
Beth Meyer.
Here.
Paul Martell.
Here.
Darlene Labelcrow.
Here.
Paul Bixney.
Here.
Allison Klein. Thank you. We do have a quorum. I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate the meeting today.
Mohammed Downey.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
Chip Sellers.
Jim Hammers.
That is all staff here in the room with us. Do we have any staff on the line to be recognized?
Marlita, this is Chris. I'm on the line.
Thank you. Any other staff? Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording?
Hi, it's Sharon Ronco with the Office of Energy. Hello.
Thank you. And Sharon, what was your last name, please?
Erin Rossica.
Erin, thank you.
Hi, this is John Lasser with Arcade Monsters.
I'm sorry, repeat your name, please, sir.
John Lasser with Arcade Monsters.
Thank you. Anyone
else? Hi, this is Fred Schilling. I'm on the line.
Thank you, Fred.
Fred Schiffer is on.
Mr. Schiffer? Anyone else?
Jason St. Clair is on the line.
St. Clair?
St. Clair.
St. Clair? Do we have any other guests?
David Voorhees from PPD.
Thank you. Do we have any other guests online that would like to be recognized? Hearing none. Mr. Chairman, would you like to move ahead with the approval of the agenda, or would you like for us to handle it for you today?
Ma'am, you brought the meeting to order, so just keep on moving ahead, please. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We would like to approve the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes. We'd like a motion, please.
Beth Meyer, I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. And the second?
Second.
Paul Bixney. All those in favor of the agenda, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of Wednesday, May the 22nd.
I, Paul Bixley, move that we approve the minutes.
Thank you. Second?
Ms. Meyer will second.
Ms. Meyer, all those in favor of the minutes, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, we'll have Mr. Madani provide a report on the Commission's action on April 2019 waiver applications.
Good afternoon. This is Mo Madani. As you guys requested, we posted on the agenda the actions, the Commission actions on the waivers from the last meetings. As listed here, waiver 368 was deferred. Waiver 303. Many was denied, and waiver 366 was granted. Thank you.
Thank you. TRAC members, any questions? Moving ahead, we will begin with discussing our first application for a waiver. Jason St. Lefleur. Chip?
Issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is completed, change of occupancy. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features equals $123,635. The project construction cost and construction costs over the past 3 years is at $89,875, which comes to a disproportionate percentage of 138%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an existing two-story residential building with 1,079 square feet. The applicant is converting the existing residential building R2 occupancy into a boutique motel R1 occupancy with two units. There is no additional construction cost due to change of occupancy. Construction cost of work completed in the past 3 years is $89,875. The completed work consisted of doors, doorbell, and audio with strobe, ADA transfer shower, sink, grab bars, ADA toilet, ADA mirror, LED strobe light with alarm, flooring, kitchen cabinets, and windows. The applicant submitted an estimate of $107,355 and $185,720 for an elevator and work associated. The applicant stated that the substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied, and due to site constraints and floor areas less than 3,000 square feet, the requirement of floor accessibility requirements places an undue and costly burden to construct an elevator. Note, this application was deferred in April by the commission to allow the applicant to clarify on the prior construction money spent and if 20% was used in accessibility on the ground floors. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Mr. LeFleur, you're on the, or St. LeFleur, you're on the line. Would you like to present your request or representative for you?
I second what the previous representative mentioned to the committee. I've mentioned before, I was in April, previously heard in April, subsequently additional documents he provided. My request would be for this waiver to be granted.
Thank you. TAC members, do you have any clarifying questions before public comment? Council members, sorry. Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions or comment? Council members, back to you for discussion and or motion.
Yes, Paul Martel. After looking through the documents, I just had a couple of questions. and some clarification from staff. We had talked about the major issue that's keeping this, the moving forward with their change is the issue of vertical accessibility, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So I guess I was looking at the, there's three buildings and one was new construction, is that correct?
Okay, this is Momedani. I think the only thing we are considering under this waiver is one building, building three.
I understand that, Mr. Medani. I'm just asking some questions for clarification of the entire site for my own education and see if I understood the documents that were provided.
Sure.
There's three buildings. One of them was new construction, and then two were renovated at some point. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. My only question, and I guess my only concern, is not necessarily with the vertical accessibility, and I know that that's the primary charge of this committee, is I was just trying to see where in the path of travel that can someone who has a mobility impairment access the first floor of this building, and I saw stairs in two places. Is there a way for somebody who is a chair user to get in this building?
I would defer to the applicant if he's on the line to see if he can answer this question.
Yes, if an individual who's a chair user would be using unit, which is not part of this waiver request, but the second building in between is building 1028, unit 3 and 4.
Okay, unit 3 and 4. And how about the new unit? Of course, that's new construction, so there would have to be access to that. Is that correct?
Yes, that new unit is not being used as a hotel. That's 1030 Michigan Avenue.
Oh, that new building has nothing to do with the change of use?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Martell. Does any other council members have questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll ask for a motion.
Yes, this is Judd. I make a motion that we grant the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
This is Darlene. I second it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant this waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We'll now move ahead to Arcade Monsters Waiver 377. Chip?
Issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is under design. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features is $21,346.95. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years equals $71,935, and the economic threshold is 30%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the mezzanine of a one-story arcade with 3,450 square feet. The applicant would like to change the usage of the mezzanine area from storage to usable overflow space for seating and housing duplicate console games that are already available downstairs for patrons. There is no additional construction cost due to change of the use of the mezzanine. The construction cost of work completed in the past 3 years is $71,935. The completed work consisted of interior framing, electrical plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, kitchen, stairs, and railing to the mezzanine. The applicant submitted an estimate of $21,346.95 and $24,500 for a lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for the vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions?
Yes, this is Paul Martell. Clarifying question. So the mezzanine is just for overflow, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct. The mezzanine basically houses a couple additional consoles, pots, as well as seating. All of that is also available downstairs.
And who is that speaking?
So basically, there's nothing on the mezzanine floor that a person wouldn't be able to access on the regular game floor.
That is correct.
May I ask who's making those comments, please?
Paul Martell.
This is John Lasseter with Arcade Monsters.
Thank you, Mr. Lasseter. Mr. Lasseter, do you have any other comments or opening remarks? I failed to give you that opportunity.
Oh, you're fine. I would also mention that the unit next door to Arcade Monsters was granted a waiver previously for the exact same condition.
Back to the council for any further questions or comments before we offer it to the public. Hearing none. Anyone from the public with questions or comments?
Yes, I do. This is Diana Worrell. I saw that there were three quotes for lifts and elevators, and one of them was for $11,678 through a group called Universal Accessibility. Is that correct?
This is Mo Madani. I think, but based on the, I'm not sure what time you, when you accessed the application, but while we were reviewing the applications, we found out about the three estimates. Is my our understanding, talking to the petitioners, which is really that the first two, which is the 21,000 and the 24, with construction cost. The other one was just for equipment without the construction cost. And at that time, the applicant decided to just stay with the other, with the two, which has the construction cost for the lift. And that the other one was removed. The 11,000 was removed.
Well, I'm just curious, why were there no construction costs with the 11,6 and there are with the other two? That's just
because they didn't get a quote for installation of that lift. And so that they removed that quote.
Oh, it's for the lift only.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Because it's John Lasseter again. Oh, I don't want to get the quote. And it was only given to me with the actual equipment. And I didn't realize at the time that it did not include the actual labor, which was going to be the additional charges to bring it in line with the other two quotes.
Okay. All right. I understand. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and a motion.
This is Joe DeVecchio. My concern has been satisfied, so I'd like to make a motion that we grant the waiver of the vertical accessibility on the ground of economic hardship.
We have a second.
Paul Martell, second.
Mr. Martell, thank you. All those in favor of the motion to accept the granting of this waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Now for number three, PJD's Amelia, LLC.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second story deck. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is in plan review. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features is $18,711. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $44,817 with an economic threshold of 42%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second story deck of a beer and wine garden. The building has 8,000 square feet and is composed of retail office and small outdoor patio space used as seating for the beer and wine garden. The interior of the building was renovated in 2014 and granted a vertical accessibility waiver under 2014-208. The applicant seeks to enlarge the existing deck for additional seating. The project cost is $44,817 for the alteration. They submitted an estimate of $18,711 and $22,772 for a lift and work associated. The applicant stated that substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Mr. Voorhees, is this your property? Are you on the line?
Yes.
Would you like to provide any comments, sir?
It's basically just a total outside area, and there's actually no anything upstairs as far as anybody with a wheelchair which could get. There's actually less upstairs. It's just overflow seating, the bar, everything else is downstairs on the ground outside.
Thank you, sir. Council members, any clarifying questions?
Yes, this is Paul Martell. I was trying to, so There's a building, the Stark building, that is has it been granted historic recognition by the state? I know that it was in Nassau County. So let's go there first. I just wanted to.
What's that?
Or Fernandina, right? So is that building a historic landmark?
No, to our knowledge, based on our announcement, this is Mom
I believe Dani, that it may be, but we don't have documentation of that.
This is Mom and Dani. At this point, with regard to the building, whether historic or not, the applicant did not provide a letter from the Environment State to this fact. So at this point, the historic aspect of it was not considered in the analysis.
Okay. And the second point of clarification, that basically this beer and wine garden is really not, it's kind of adjacent to the building itself. Is that correct?
Yes.
But it's on the property.
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other council?
I was just going to make a recommendation to accept staff's recommendation for requesting the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
And that's your motion. Do we have a second? We do need to take public comment. If there's anyone from the public that would like to make comment or questions at this time.
I do. What accessibility features do you have? You have accessible parking, path of travel. What is there within the wine garden?
Yes, there is handicapped parking. There's two spots right outside the building. Ramps coming off the street and total clear access to our handicapped bathroom throughout the garden itself.
Does the bathroom meet current code?
Sure does. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are the tables far enough apart that you can get through?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
And the surface of the wine garden, the beer garden, is what?
I'm sorry, I can't understand.
It's a surface that you walk on or roll on. Is that concrete or asphalt, or is it one of the
damp concrete?
Sorry, I missed that. Built up.
Damp concrete.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else with public comment or questions?
Oh, I'm sorry, one last thing. Are the tables out there, are they high tables or low tables or a combination?
There's a combination. We have both. We have high tops and a combination of the low top as well.
Is there a bar there?
No bar. There is just all seating.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public with comments or questions? Hearing none, we'd have a motion on the table from Ms. Meyer to grant this waiver based on economic hardship. We have a second by Mr. Delvecchio. If there's no further discussion, we can call the motion. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Do we have any other public comment at this time before we adjourn our meeting? Anyone from the council? Hearing none, we'll do a final roll call. Council members, please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Jim Woolihan?
Here.
Beth Meyer?
Here.
Paul Martel?
Here.
Darlene Labelcrow?
Here.
Paul Vixney?
Here.
Allison Klein? Thank you. That concludes our meeting. It's 2:25. Ladies and gentlemen, have a very good afternoon. Thank you for a good meeting.
Yeah, thank you, guys.